There's power, power, wonder-working, life-transforming power in who Jesus is, what he did for us way back when, and what he's still doing for us today. Have you noticed that? You see, Jesus is in the business of binding up the brokenhearted and setting the captives free. And the power of Jesus, the one thing that sets him apart from every other so-called God or belief system, is that he took on flesh, skin, and bones. He became one of us so that through his death on that cross to pay for our sins, you and I could be set free from the power of sin to live a life everlasting. Sin. Now, I know, it's hardly a popular concept these days. It sounds like something out of the Ark, like an embarrassing religious relic from the 1950s. But let's be honest, we don't have to look all that far to see the devastating effects that it's having in people's lives, do we? In a day and age where there's a rising tide of entitlement, of insisting on our individual rights, of succeeding and treading on whoever gets in our way, oh no, we don't have to look all that very far to see families falling apart, to see selfishness robbing the poor, to see husbands beating their wives, wives cheating on their husbands, young people getting drunk. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But if I were to ask them, most people would say that they don't need saving. Saving from what? Well, saving from the devastating effects of the sin that's tearing societies, families, and lives apart. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. These children are people with physical bodies. So Jesus himself became like them and had the same experiences they have. Jesus did this so that by dying, he could destroy the one who has the power of death, the devil. Jesus became one of us so that he could destroy the power of death, the power that the devil has over our lives, and set us free to become children of the living God, blessed by him. Jesus came to set you free from all that junk that's been ruining your life. He came to set you free, free to be the wonderful person that God made you to be. How about it? Jesus. He is God's word, fresh for you today.